Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's April 2013. GAO is releasing its third annual look at duplication, overlap, and fragmentation across the federal government, as well as opportunities for cost savings and revenue enhancement. A team led by Oris Williams-Brown, Managing Director of GAO's Financial Markets and Community Investment Team, conducted this latest review. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Oris to talk about what they found.
Your team identified some new areas of duplication as well as opportunities for savings in this year's report. Can you talk about a few of those?
We identified 31 new areas in our 2013 report. 17 involve duplication, overlap, or fragmentation, and 14 involve cost savings or revenue enhancements. New areas for 2013 include overlapping research and development programs at the Department of Homeland Security. We identified fragmentation among several Department of Defense foreign language services and products. We also identified duplication in the Medicaid Integrity Program. We also identified revenue enhancements in IRS's tax enforcement and cost savings in the Medicare Advantage Quality Bonus Program.
Your team also followed up on the reports GAO released in 2011 and 2012 looking at these same issues. Can you talk a little bit about what kind of progress you found has been made there across the government?
We found that Congress and the agencies have continued to make progress in the 131 areas GAO identified in 2011 and 2012. For the over 300 specific actions that we included in those reports, we found that about two-thirds had been partially or fully addressed. Going forward, GAO is rolling out new this year, GAO's Action Tracker, which is a web-based tool that Congress, agencies, and the public can use to track the status of previous actions that GAO has implemented. The GAO Action Tracker going forward will include new actions from future duplication, overlap, and fragmentation reports and also update the status of existing reports and actions.
Finally, big picture, for taxpayers interested in reducing government inefficiency and duplication wherever possible and prudent and saving money wherever the government can, what's the bottom line here?
Bottom line is that there are many instances where there are several agencies and programs that are serving similar needs or designed to address similar issues. While we found many instances of fragmentation across agencies and program, we found fewer instances of overlap and even fewer instances of duplication. Decision makers often lack the information that they need to make decisions about whether or not the fragmentation, overlap, or duplication that may exist across programs is problematic. For example, if there are dozens of programs that address a particular need, but they are well coordinated, this may not be a problem. On the other hand, if there are dozens of programs and only half are effective, this may indicate that consolidation should be considered. Until Congress gets this information, it will be difficult for them to make decisions about which programs to consolidate and which ones may be working effectively. The bottom line is agencies should be able to demonstrate the effectiveness of their programs and activities.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.